This is Desiree Scales with High Velocity Business Radio X. How are you, Kevin?
I am doing good. It's finally nice out, so I'm excited about that.
I know. The rain is finally moved out for a while, and we're enjoying the sun. But, you know, it means more pollen, and the air quality level has gone down.
Who knows? It might snow tomorrow. You never know here in Atlanta.
I know. That's right. Exactly. Well, we have a very interesting show. I'm speaking at a conference this week.
Again? You're always speaking at a conference.
I know. I'm so honored to do that and share my knowledge with people. I'm going to be talking about branding online for companies that where their goal is zero waste in their company. And it's the Zero Waste Conference, and it's sponsored by the United States Zero Waste Business Council. And I've got Stephanie Varger from there, founder and executive director right now. She's going to be with us today. And very exciting, I've got John Bradburn from, he's the global manager of waste reduction for General Motors. And John, you're in South Carolina. How's the weather there today?
Well, it's wonderful coming from Michigan, especially. We've had a bit of a chilly spring, so this is nice.
Good. That's great. Well, we're excited to have you. Thank you for your time today. We really do appreciate it. And looks like I'll be meeting you at the conference as well.
I look forward to that.
That's great. So, you know, I know that you guys are, you recently announced that your world headquarters reached landfill-free status. That's really interesting. What does that mean, and what's so unique about that achievement for General Motors?
Yeah, our Renaissance Center is in downtown Detroit, and it is quite an interesting development in that there's an infrastructure there that involves many retailers, restaurants. We have the Western Hemisphere's tallest skyscraper hotel in the Marriott there. The building and the site itself has its own zip code.
Wow.
On a daily basis. Yeah. On a daily basis, we have 15,000 people partaking in this project. So I think what's unique and really was an opportunity to get everybody engaged in order to get this done. And that is, we had to have, and we decided it was very important to have all the participants, including them 3,000 on an average daily basis visitors that come into the Renaissance Center to be part of this. So that was a bit of the challenge. And we were very happy to see everybody was enthused and jumped on board to get this done.
I was in that facility a while ago, and it's really amazing. Really, it's like a little city, like you said. It's got its own zip code. It's really amazing. And now General Motors has 111 landfill-free facilities. I'm going to try to say that three times fast. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it means that everything generated as part of their operations within those facilities must be managed in a way that does not include landfill. So, for instance, our manufacturing operations, all the various byproducts, these are materials that are resources. That's how we view things. A waste is nothing but a resource that's out of place. So the challenge becomes to find outlets for reuse, even as compared to recycle. We would rather reuse something because it has less of a footprint. It gains more value that way. That's where the creativity comes in. Recycling is very good, but reuse is better. So when we do that at our plants and don't send any of those operational materials to the landfill, then we are landfill-free.
So how much waste does General Motors recycle? How much are we talking about here?
Well, just to give you a perspective on this, we recycle and reuse about 2.5 million tons of material a year.
Wow.
Now, a visual of that would be if you took all that material on an annual basis and you put it in the back end of Chevrolet Silverado pickups and parked them end for end,
mm-hmm.
in 1 year, that line made from those pickups would wrap around the world at the equator. That's how much we recycle and reuse every year.
Wow, that's great. So what are the benefits not only, well, we know it benefits the environment to have a smaller carbon footprint, to give off less emissions, all of that. But what's the business case for General Motors behind this?
We have a very good data system by way of understanding the various materials that are leaving all of our plants around the world. We receive data on a monthly basis from all of our plants, and we take those data, study the commodities, work with our purchasing group, and we sell those materials that we don't reuse internally, and it has an amazing business case. Now, we deal in a lot of metals, of course, but there's other commodities of great value as well. We track it, we measure it, we report back on it, and it does give us some very good financial benefit. Mm-hmm. It's really a matter of efficiency,
yeah.
Doing the best you have with what you generate. And, of course, the ultimate goal is not to generate the material at all, because then you've consumed all of your inputs within your process, and that's significant, and that's really the stretch goal. But in the meantime, we're going to do the best we can with the material we do generate.
So let's talk about the recycling of these materials. And I know you guys have done some really interesting things with the recycled materials. Chevy Volt battery cases turning into wildlife nesting boxes. I mean, I think that's great. And then metal crates used for urban garden beds. What else have you guys done? That's really great.
Yeah, those are two near and dear projects. It's really about drawing upon your experiences in life and trying to match up the properties of the material,
okay.
The physical properties, the right. Chemical properties, to uses that were never imagined before in many cases. So, for instance, with those Chevy Volt battery covers, which is part of the battery, we've got over 500 duck and bat houses out in the wilds, of which are benefiting wildlife, therefore another sustainability initiative. That's key and important to us. And we build a lot of those with kids.
Right.
But other ones include, one in particular as an example I think is significant for the listenership is the work we did in the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
To take 227 miles of the used oil boom that was used to clean up the spill, working with key suppliers, a small group, very small group of engineers, we recovered that material, reprocessed it, and made vehicle parts for the Chevy Volt.
Wow.
And it was a demonstration of how companies who have knowledge and experience should reach out in time of need.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. And help out. We were happy to do it. And we felt it demonstrated how many of the most challenging streams or materials on the earth can be reprocessed, can be kept in the use phase.
So for businesses such as yours or even mid-sized business, what kind of advice can you give them when they're just starting out with their recycling or their landfill-free program?
I would say you want to start with your data. You want to understand what you have. A lot of people call it dumpster diving in the environmental field. Understand what's there. Tie with local businesses. In the traditional first step recycling phases, so for instance, you have a stream, a local recycler can get it. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do beyond that is continually improve. Look upon what's there and say, now what can we do next with that very material? Do not be satisfied with the norm and with the traditional, because if you continue on that pathway of finding improved uses for those materials and commodities, you make more money, and you'll also benefit the environment. Those go so hand in hand. And we do have a blueprint for zero waste and landfill free that's available to anybody. It's online under GM.com, and that will give them good guidance, I think, in pursuing these sort of things, because at GM, we believe very strongly in helping others and giving other companies entities and communities ideas on how to do these sort of things.
So, you know, I know getting key executives on board is crucial. How do you do that? How do you get the key executives excited about that?
It came very normal as part of our structure, as part of how we do business at GM. Mm-hmm. We have business plans, and the environment is very much entwined, mainstreamed within our business plans. Therefore, when we set goals for the environment, environmental improvement, they become part of the entire organization's goals, which include the executives. But even more importantly, we've had a tremendous amount of support from our executives on these sort of sustainability-related topics. You know, it's been a long haul. We've been doing this now for many years, mm-hmm. and it just keeps gaining momentum because they understand, as well as everybody in our organization, that it helps the business. When we have strong communities and work with our communities on these sort of projects, build businesses, create businesses to support those infrastructures, it helps everybody, including us.
So on the other side of that, how do you get employees engaged and involved in this program?
Well, as I had mentioned at the Renaissance Center, you know, we've got 12,000 employees, and every one of them are part of the success there. We have programs where they can suggest ideas on reuse and recycle. We continually send out communications. Our communications team in GM is an extremely important key partner with us in these efforts because right. we have to talk about the successes and the projects. I've always said that a project is not complete until it's talked about, because that then will generate more good. It'll generate more ideas, and it shows people these things are possible. And those sort of things help generate enthusiasm within. It's part of a good quality of work life as well, because everybody wants to do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's just the challenge becomes, what is the right thing, and then how do you share those ideas and projects so that others can do them as well as create new ideas and projects?
So then how do you take it a step further and communicate to your fans out there on social media or using your website? Obviously, you said that you've got some sheets for other companies, some information for other companies to follow in your footsteps, but how do you get the general public excited about this? How are you sharing this online?
Yeah, I'm actually speaking at a conference tomorrow and then the following day, and the U.S. Zero Waste Conference is going to be an amazing forum. There'll be a lot of folks there who will be very interested, you know, to listen for ideas, but also give ideas.
Right.
There is no one company that knows it all. And those are two good methodologies. We have a lot of material online. You know, our GM Fastlane or GM.com and sustainability mm-hmm. type things are posted. We believe that any leader in areas such as this, it's extremely important that they work outside their four walls. They work outside their company and share the fortunes and share the ideas and projects so that we create these stronger communities. It really does tie to many of the challenges in our world today, because when you do the right thing for the environment, you're helping people.
Exactly.
And that is the most significant aspect in sustainability.
Well, thanks for sharing your insights today. I know Stephanie is sitting here and, you know, she's really excited. She's given you the thumbs up several times during the conversation, and she's very excited about talking about the conference. It was a great segue that you gave us to talk about the conference. So, Stephanie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, and thank you, John. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person on Thursday.
Yeah, me too. I'll be talking about online marketing and branding around this. So, Stephanie, this is your brainchild of 2 years, correct?
Yes, it's a culmination of many years and many incredible people that have been working in the zero waste field. And basically, in the summer of 2011, many of the businesses we'd been working with in zero waste came to us and said, we need an organization that will really define what zero waste is.
Yeah.
And zero waste is not only zero waste to landfill, but zero waste to the incineration, waste to energy, and then most importantly, zero waste to the environment, which is not only our natural environment, but our bodies. And so we really look at what are all those wasteful items and toxic items that are going into the environment, but more importantly, into our bodies and into our children. And working with businesses, as John has showcased, they can really lead the way. And there's so much that community activists can do or even governments. But when businesses, they have this huge purchasing power and influence over so many vendors. And GM has really been a leader with that. And not only changing the culture within their own organization, but with all the vendors that they're working with.
Right. So what is the goal of the conference? What's the main goal here?
The main goal is to continue to build a very strong movement of zero waste and to create a nationwide zero waste economy. There's bits and pieces all over the place of great examples, but we want to make it consistent so everybody has access, number one, to the knowledge, to the resources, to all these great case studies, and are motivated and connected. And as Jen was talking about, one of the great things that happens at our conference is we have a lot of breakout sessions, and we bring in these experts from diverse industries. We have car, we have beer, we have carpet,
yeah, sports,
entertainment, yeah, sports, great. We have everything.
Yeah.
And so you can learn from these experts, and they actually learn from one another,
right,
and finding out the best process to handle or even eliminate certain products in packaging from their systems.
Right. So why does a company want to invest in this initiative? What are the benefits for companies like GM or smaller companies even?
The number one is increasing your bottom line. Mm-hmm. So our conference, the theme is actually creating value through zero waste. Okay. Because if it doesn't matter if you're doing it at your home, a small business, a large business, if you have a trash can, you are literally throwing away money.
Okay.
And you can pull out that money from your trash can either by reducing, reusing, redesigning, you know, not purchasing, repurposing.
Yeah.
We have a great speaker, Damon Carson, with Repurposed Materials, and he takes conveyor belts and repurposes them to cover bridges at golf places,
yeah,
and everything. So,
yeah, at the golf course.
The golf course. So lots of interesting and enticing.
Yeah, very interesting. It seems like there's a lot of creativity in this field.
Yes, it is. And that's what we encourage, is the creativity. And I think, you know, that's where we're shifting. We're making a cultural change on how we look at waste, and that it's not waste. It's resources, it's commodities, it's new products.
Right. So how many companies are going to be participating?
We have over 200 attendees, and this is everything from government agencies, nonprofits, small businesses, large businesses, consulting firms, and of course the services that support. So our recyclers, right. ORWAC that makes mini balers for small businesses.
Right.
So we have our great community.
Yeah, definitely. I was telling you in the car, because I picked Stephanie up from the MARTA today, and there's a large credit union here in Atlanta, which I won't mention by name, but my kids were getting paper statements for their saver accounts, and I looked and I said, why are they getting these paper statements? I went in, you got to go online and sign up for e-statements. What? Typically, you get the e-statements and then people say, no, I want the paper, but it was backwards. Can you imagine the savings if they would change that they would have if they weren't sending the paper? I was shocked. So I signed up today. I'm like, e-statements for sure.
And that's a great example. Most of the changes are very simple for companies.
Right.
Like going paperless for all of your payroll can save you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 depending on your size.
Yeah.
And it's not just the paper, but we looked at one company and they saved $3,000 in one department for reducing their paper usage, but they saved $6,000 in toner usage.
Oh my gosh.
And that's why we do our dumpster dives by looking at people's purchasing agreements and what they're in purchasing invoices. So you look at what you're purchasing and see if it can be returned, reused, repaired, or recycled.
Right.
And if it can't, then you go back to your vendor and say, you need to redesign your products.
So let's talk about that. What kind of training do you provide, companies out there?
So we provide several different types, several different forums. We have webinars, workshops, and our national conference. And more importantly, we just launched our Zero Waste Business Associate training, which is very similar to the Green Building LEED accredited professional program, except for zero waste.
Okay.
And this is really training zero waste implementers. So either people that work with companies, within companies, or consultants, so that they can have the best knowledge to go out and make their companies more efficient, save them hundreds, if not millions of dollars, and get in the circle to create the zero waste economy.
Okay, so I'm a business owner and I'm really interested in finding out more about you and your initiatives. Where do I go online?
The best is our website, which is www.uszwbc.org. But we are also on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter. So you should be able to find us, Google us at U.S. Zero Waste Business Council.
Perfect, perfect. And you can find out about the conference. It's not too late to join us Wednesday and Thursday of this week. I'll be speaking on Thursday. So I hope we get to see some audience members there. And I really appreciate you, John, being here, and Stephanie, and sharing, you know, some tools and ideas about around zero waste. And I really look forward to hearing the speakers over the next couple days myself, too. So thank you again
for
your time. Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, Desiree.
All right, for High Velocity Business Radio X, this is Desiree Scales. Have a great week.